Welcome in, everybody. Time for a daily editorial. Thanks very much for the comments that we got on the blog for the weekend show. Jim and I spent a lot of time on the weekend radio program, and we hope you enjoyed it. You know, a lot of the time that we don't spend on the blog stems from the fact that we are spending an awful lot of time recording. And Jim is probably spending, I would say, from what he tells me off mic, 10 to 12 hours a day researching information pertaining directly to the subject that we discuss on this program. Only so many hours in the day, you guys, particularly when you have a number of children, growing family, etc., etc. Anyway, having said that, I want to talk a little bit about what I think is going on in this country, what I think is really, really breaking it down. And somehow it is, in my opinion, somehow it's succeeding. I'm not really sure how, but it is. And it's succeeding through the media. It's succeeding through members of our society. And that bothers me a lot. A couple of instances that came in my direction over the weekend were, number one, the subject of transgenderism among children. Children who really don't even know how to read. Their educational level is so low, 5 or 6 years old. And then again, I want to talk about the fact that in America today, in the press, white America is really painted very effectively as the bad society. I read an editorial yesterday by an African American editorialist in the syndicated. That did nothing but complain about how racism has not even come close to going away. Jimmy, somebody is very effectively tearing our society apart. Somebody or some entity. You want to come in on that?
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. We're watching this division, this divide based on race, based on gender, based on these ideologies, and it's very detrimental. And of course, the political angle is, depending on which side of the aisle you're on, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, or I should say on the left or the right, the right's kind of like they've been cowered into silence for years, and now they're stepping up. And of course, the left is becoming more aggressive in their anger and angst and animosity.
Yep.
And creating these images of, that people are hateful on the right because they don't want their children to learn about gender ideology in kindergarten. Somehow they're wrong. And of course, the political angle is the Democratic Party has now made these policies, this direction, kind of a steadfast place in their campaign process. And they're getting support from the National Education Association, the NEA. They're getting support from the media, and they're getting support from a large number of corporate entities that fund and resource this, and you have to wonder where it comes from. And I think it stems back to Marxist ideologues and being taken advantage of by the naive idiots that are basically supporting Marxist ideology or leftist progressive ideology that are afraid to speak out against it, even if they don't agree with it, are being manipulated by very powerful influences that are moving towards more control, more corporate governance, more fascist control, if you will. And you want to look you don't have to look too deep to see the Chinese.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to look too deep behind it to see the Chinese Communist Party and the amount of corporate influence from the entities that still want to work with them and, influence and leverage division in America for their own financial interests. And, of course, the Chinese have been very good at manipulating those entities and those corporations.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question, Jim. I read a very interesting missive in one of the local papers yesterday, and the missive dealt with a statue in a very prominent part of Seattle, Washington, a statue of Vladimir Lenin. And when they were talking about the statue, the editorial was written by a Russian immigrant who said, people don't seem to understand. They don't seem to understand what an evil individual Lenin was, the amount of people that he killed, etc., etc. And I would have to say that I do not understand the negative nature of people like Lenin and Stalin and folks like that. And then I suppose to an extent, and I'd like a comment from you on this, the gentleman who is president for life in China, Xi Jinping, probably an evil individual. Human life doesn't seem to matter. Morality doesn't seem to matter. I'm not really sure what does seem to matter except their level of personal power in the country. Any comments?
No, I think that's exactly it. It comes down to power, finance, wealth, and the view that somehow you know better than others and you can control their lives. And I think we're seeing that the devolution of a moral society. That's exactly what we're talking about with the transgender ideology issues and with these, the corruption that we're seeing at such deep levels. It's because there's not a moral base. It's whatever you can get, take. And if you take away, you know, some view that there's a higher authority or some responsibility, then whatever you do is justified as long as you come out on top. And we're seeing it with the Biden administration. We're seeing it with the Department of Justice. We're seeing it with this anger that the media creates by these divisions with, you know, racial hatred. And we're seeing it with communist governments throughout history. And the argument is always, well, you know, from the ideologues that think that the Marxist utopia will somehow be achieved, they always say, well, Lenin, Stalin, you know, they, Kempuchea, they just didn't do it right. If we do it right, it'll be okay. But actually what it is just a spin towards, you know, social decline. And what people do not understand in those societies, there is no equality that's in a Marxist society, that's what you're selling, right? The idea is that everybody is socially on the same level and you're economically, you know, one helps another.
Yeah.
What actually happens in every one of these instances is a very small group of people become incredibly wealthy, incredibly powerful. They may not have a big bank account, but they'll live in mansions. They'll live under this. They eventually become very powerful living in a society where they're completely protected and are disconnected from the people that they said they were trying to help. And eventually, when the people they say they're trying to help wake up to it, then they start to push back and they are crushed by those same powerful people. And
yeah,
that's what has happened in every single case in a socialist society, in a Marxist society. And that's what many people don't realize. Authoritarians get more authoritarian. They don't get more benevolent.
Yeah, well, I think we're headed in the wrong direction. There's no question about that. I think most of our listeners, I think one of the reasons they tune into this program and they have is that they really agree with us. I'm very sorry this is happening in the country that I grew up in the country that made me what I am. I'm very, very sorry that this is happening. Just makes me sick, actually. Jim, you want to go on to something else?
There's so many interesting things to talk about, you know, what's happening with the, you know, the White House. And, you know, we talked over the weekend about the cocaine. And
yeah,
the White House initially came out and said this cocaine was found in the library. And then, it wasn't. It was down by the Situation Room where almost no one else is allowed to go.
Yeah.
Then they say, and Corinne Jean-Pierre states and very emphatically that, you know, when she was questioned about it, she said, the Bidens weren't even here Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Well, the reality is the Bidens were there until Friday night after 6 p.m.
Right.
So they left Friday evening, but they were there all day. So it's so apparent that they're covering this up. It's becoming embarrassing. And what I think is interesting is you're beginning to see an even left-wing media begin to attack Joe Biden and the White House and question this because most Americans just don't get it. And they're just, you know, this, you have that issue. You've got the issue with the White House, with Biden in Europe saying, you know, hey, look, even though he said just a few months ago that a year and a half ago, the Russians were committing war crimes by using cluster munitions.
Yeah.
He's now offering cluster munitions and then publicly states, hey, we're running out of ammo, so this is why we're doing it in a roundabout way, indirectly. That's just embarrassing. And so you're seeing people like Maureen Dowd, who's been absolutely, she has been an absolute never-Trumper, super angry about Republicans, even though she says she's some sort of conservative. She's attacking Joe Biden for not acknowledging his granddaughter. You're seeing Axios talk about, reporting this weekend that Joe Biden is very bitter and angry towards his staff, and he's yelling and screaming. That's going to blow back on him. You've got these ridiculous videos of him this weekend or last week, standing at the beach trying to pick up a chair, and he just looks absolutely feeble and incompetent.
Yeah.
Every time he speaks, he makes mistakes.
Yeah.
And we all make mistakes, but these are clearly signs of mental degradation. So what you're seeing is the left and others begin to push back on him,
yeah,
because they realize how big of a risk he is for the agenda they're pushing. And so you've got to wonder what's going to happen and how long before his own supporters begin to undermine him. I think it's going to be really, really an interesting dilemma for the White House as their little internal power struggles continue with bad policy,
yeah,
after bad policy after bad policy.
So you think that the Democrats may, in fact, kind of turn on themselves, do you?
Well, I think they are right now.
Do you?
Okay. Explain
to me why, Jimmy.
Well, like I say, because they're really, Democrats are actually beginning to question whether or not Joe Biden will be able to make it
uh-huh.
in the next term and be reelected. And if he falls out of power, they realize the highest probability of the next president right now, if they can't put him in jail, is Donald Trump. And then they're going to realize that payback is a bitch. Because if he gets in office, you're going to see a house cleaning at the Department of Justice and the FBI and in the federal government that you've never seen before, which I think is what's needed. And even if he doesn't win, if it's Ron DeSantis that wins or Vivek Ramaswamy, any one of these people that are actually campaigning, with the exception of Mike Pence or the Chris Christie's or maybe the Nikki Haley's, every other candidate is absolutely furious with the deep state and what's gone on in Washington, and
yeah,
they're likely to get elected.
Yeah.
If that happens, the Democrats are in deep trouble. And if it all becomes apparent, and what I think what they're counting on is protection by the media, protection by the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And they've been able to manipulate the population so effectively for so long, protecting Joe Biden, that it's hard for them to back away from it. But if they do back away from it, they're going to have to put somebody in place very quickly that they can justify a successful corrupted election. And I think that's, again, I go back to Gavin Newsom or someone in that category that they're going to try to put in before long.
Did you listen to Gavin Newsom in his conversation with Fox News?
I did not listen to him with Hannity. I have a hard time, with any of that, because he's really working hard to kind of be in that moderate role. He's trying to really manipulate people, and
yeah,
I just don't think they're buying it. I just don't want to hear it. Sean Hannity getting the interview, fantastic for him, but I don't think it's going to help him at all. And I don't think it's going to help Fox News.
Well, Fox News is definitely on the way down. There's not really much question going on about that one. Some of their replacements just don't have the talent that the people who they replace do. Jimmy, what are you looking forward to happening this week? Anything in particular?
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be some real embarrassing situations for the Biden administration as they leave the NATO summit. I think that's going to cause some significant problems. I think we're probably going to see a counterstrike by the Democrats to divert our attention away from serious issues. And I think the cocaine issue is one of those. I think that's really a distractor that gets
uh-huh.
the media very focused because they're not looking at the core issues that are facing America, the
yeah.
debt, the deficit, the, the border issues, the crime issues, all these failed foreign policy issues and all failed domestic policy issues. I think they're really trying to divert attention from the mainstream media, which captures most people's attention. I just don't know if what the direction they're going actually makes them any more credible. I think it makes them look actually more desperate.
Yeah.
And that's right. That's what I expect to see, a big pushback, big attacks this week to try to counter the narrative where they failed so far.
Big attacks by whom, Jim?
By the White House and by the Democratic Party on conservatives, on they're calling conspiracy theories over the cocaine issue.
Yeah.
They're attacking this film that came out, Sound of Freedom, Jim Caviezel and Angel Studios, on child trafficking, which apparently made $40 million on a $15 million budget. Apparently it is just really doing well. And it's about child trafficking, and a lot of left-wing media, or what consider themselves moderate media outlets, but actually left-wing, are coming out against it when apparently it's a very good movie. Variety wrote and said, hey, it's a good movie, and it's selling out all the time.
Is that in the theaters now? I have not heard of it, Jim. Sorry.
Right. You haven't heard of it because there's been very little marketing outside of conservative circles because the media is absolutely furious about it. Hollywood is furious about it. The mainstream media is furious about it because it calls out child trafficking.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see these journalists and these editors and come out for basically against a movie that highlights illegal child trafficking.
Right.
So basically, these journalists are protecting pedophiles. And it's hard to believe, but you're seeing it in spades around the board because it's a political issue.
Yeah.
And again, the media is having a tough time controlling the narrative, and this is why they're attacking it right now. I think it's incredibly interesting from a social standpoint to look and see what supposedly nonpartisan media is doing right now in order to protect themselves.
And Jim Caviezel put this movie out.
Well, he's the star in it. You know, he was the guy that starred in, played Jesus
I think it was the second movie, actually.
Well, no, he played in, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's
The Passion.
The movie about Christ's crucifixion.
It's called The Passion. The Passion, yeah.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He's a very good actor. He's been in a lot of different movies and shows. He did another great series I really enjoyed called Person of Interest, which talked about AI. And it was about 5 or 6 seasons, and I think it was just a great show.
Uh-huh.
But he's, apparently does a good job. And for non-biased reviewers, the Variety magazine said, hey, this is actually a pretty good show, even though it, has Christian overtones. But it's because it's Christian, it's almost like the devil is attacking anything that is showing the truth right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I see really happening in America. It is a fight between good and evil.
Oh, there's no question about that, in my opinion. None whatsoever. Jimmy, we're up to 20 minutes. Want to keep going? What do you want to do, bud?
Oh, I think that's probably enough for today. And I think, people should go out. Our listeners should go out and see Sound of Freedom. We could not get tickets this weekend in and around Columbia, South Carolina, because it was sold out.
Wow.
So we're going to go in the next couple of nights when we get a chance. And I think people should support it because it makes a statement, almost like as strong as the Anheuser-Busch boycotts.
Yeah.
You actually highlight these issues and get people talking about it and get them out to see it. I think it'll wake more people up to what's actually the corruption behind the scenes. What's going on, why Hollywood is attacking,
right?
Why the media is attacking it, because they're protecting their corrupt, morally decrepit people, individuals that are leading it. And it's a big attack against, it's just a huge attack against family. And, Disney is another great example. And that's why I think it's important to support these types of.
Well, I'm really glad to see that the mainstream media is putting out movies of this nature. It really will make people stop and think, in my opinion, Jim.
That's the ideal.
Yeah, that's the idea. Okay, bud. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You have a good afternoon, buddy.